Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. If you have Disney Plus, and if you're watching Nat Geo Wild's hit television series, Pop Goes the Vet, well, she's here. Dr. Joya Griffith is in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. I love how you said Pop Goes the Vet. That's so fun. Right.
Pop Goes the Vet. You got to say it. You gotta...
That's right.
I love it. I have so many questions that I know that our listeners have for you, as well as myself. So to the listeners, I'm just going to give you a little bit of background because I want to know more about her. If you don't know who Dr. Joya Griffin is, she is an Ohio native and graduated from Cornell University, College of Veterinary Medicine. Got to give a shout out to Cornell. There you go. She became a diplomat of the College of Veterinary Dermatology in August 2010 and joined the Animal Dermatology Group. She has a special interest in fungal and immune-mediated skin diseases, as well as feline and equine dermatology. She enjoys lecturing to fellow veterinarians. You're going to catch her in Atlantic Coast Veterinary Conference, by the way, this year. And she stars in the Nat Geo Wild television series, which we're going to know more about. And she has a tremendous following. She loves to build on community and serve the community in Kentucky and Indiana. So, okay. So we're so glad you're here. I don't know how you do it. So wait. So dermatologist, mom, wife, television star. Let's talk about that for a second. How does that work?
First of all, I think that I'm crazy. The second part of it is the twins, I think, put us through boot camp. You know, so I learned really how to multitask and how little sleep I really needed. So I think they helped quite a bit.
I don't know how you do it. So, okay. So you're a veterinarian, mom, and then the show. So tell us a little bit about how that came to fruition.
The show was a really interesting thing. I mean, it's one of those things where you sort of try to put yourself in the right place at the right time. And I always felt like I had a story to tell, but I wasn't really sure how it was going to be told. I used to write a lot. I was a writing seminars minor, and I envisioned that one day something I wrote would end up as a screenplay and I would see someone acting out this story that I wrote. And then it turned out to be a little bit different than that. A few years ago, answered an inquiry looking for someone to be the Dr. Pimple Popper of the veterinary world. And I said, yes, that's me. That's me. So I answered that query, and then I interviewed, and it was a couple year process from start to finish. And then we ended up, because of the pandemic, I put together videos of me working in the clinic, working with the staff, the patients, and types of cases that I saw. And I sent that in, and they put that together and created a pitch tape, which was shown to Nat Geo Wild, and they picked us up. So it was a pretty amazing process.
Yeah. And the rest is history, basically, you know?
Yeah.
So it's incredible. So I was watching, I didn't get to watch all the episodes yet, but I was watching the first two episodes. So tell the listeners a little bit about, like, how does it play out? Tell us about the show, the way it's run.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I love the most about the show is that they really take time showing you the backstory of each patient. You know, a lot of the shows will start with, you know, Fluffy at the clinic and mom is talking about what's going on with Fluffy. But this one will take you back to their home sometimes and show you in their natural environment, maybe even show what they looked like before they came in to see me. And that's been really interesting to watch because as veterinarians, we don't see our patients outside of the exam room. So I've loved seeing, you know, where, you know, Puppy lives, or I guess episode one, Buttercup, like seeing her in her home environment. So that stuff is really, really cool to me. And I think that kind of sets us apart. And then there is a lot of love and respect and a little bit of office banter between me and my staff and Dr. Tinsley, who's my intern. So that's really fun. That's, you know, something that I worked really hard to create a fun work environment, even beyond the show, like way before the show. You know, I wanted a place where work didn't feel like work, where it felt more like home and more like, you know, I'm just hanging out with my friends. And so I think that shows on television as well. And then, of course, you see a lot of gross skin stuff. So
yeah, you see a lot of gross skin stuff, which makes you like, I don't know, as veterinarians, we just love it as it is, too. But I think I always think of the pet owners that are viewing this and like, oh, my God, like, what is this thing hanging from their chest? You know,
it's a waddle. Right? I mean, why would you want that there?
Yeah. But you know what, too, Joya, it is true. Like when I watch your episodes, it makes me feel like family. Like you have this great culture that you've created. And bravo for doing that, because that is something I think every veterinary hospital strives to achieve. You do want to drive to work as if you're going to have fun for by purpose. How did you, I mean, show aside, how did you build that? How did you make that happen?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight by any means. I have been with the company for 11 years in the Louisville practice. And, you know, the first few years probably weren't the best culture. And we got to a point where I myself was able to build it into kind of what I wanted. And, you know, we first started with having the best patient care and the best service for our pet parents. And that was something that, you know, there's a lot of training that goes behind becoming a veterinary technician in dermatology, because there's a lot of chronic diseases that have very specific, you know, disease processes like atopy, you know, that whole spiel. I mean, it's a long appointment when you see a dog walk in with skin allergies, right? So I have worked really hard to train the staff to be comfortable, you know, talking to the pet parents about these diseases, the drugs that they're going to be using, the treatment protocol, like how we treat with immunotherapy. And I trust them. And I think early on when they realize that, I trust you to be the face of this practice, to build a relationship with the pet parents, to be very patient with them. And I'm going to be very patient with you. And I think because we've hired a couple new staff recently, and they say that, you know, you're teaching me so much and you're trusting me to talk to the pet parents. You know, I make sure, and a lot of general practice vets work this way as well. Like the staff are building the relationships too. So I think that they know that they're a part of it. And then, you know, I don't take things too seriously. I am learning and growing. You know, if I make a mistake, I'm open to being told that, you know, they can come directly to me. They don't have to go to the office manager to talk about problems. And I also work in the treatment area. Like that's not just for the show. I've had a Rolly desk from before the show. So I like to be back there because I can talk to them. You know, I genuinely ask, you know, how was your weekend? Guess what happened to me this weekend? The dog ate my son's glasses. You know, I mean, I just treat them like I would treat anyone else. And if I have, you know, one thing that I always try to do is have their back. And so if there's, you know, a disgruntled pet parent and they're complaining about something, like first and foremost, you know, I always trust my staff. And, you know, we can all make mistakes, but, you know, sometimes it's just a misunderstanding. I never throw my staff under the bus, and they know that. Yeah. So they, you know, they have that trust in me too.
So good to hear. It's so wonderful. And it really does convey nicely on the show. The other thing that the show does too, which is on Nat Geo Wild, also on Disney Plus, is the storytelling that you were just referring to about the pet parents. So are there a couple, I'm sure you see so many over the years, but what kind of resonates with you when you look back at the series of a couple clients and like, yeah, I'm so glad that we were able to showcase their story.
I mean, I think one of the most famous and beloved patients on the show has been Buttercup. She's in episode one. That's the little pemphigus puppy that comes in. And she, from the beginning, she was someone who came from Illinois. So she drove like 4 hours to our practice. She had tried to go to several other clinics, but they couldn't get her in. And she came in just distraught. Like she was at a loss. She didn't know what was going to happen with this dog. And she and I, outside of what you saw on the show, we communicated by email, like literally on a daily basis. And there's a part of time where she actually thought about euthanizing Buttercup because she was doing so poorly. She was having side effects from the high doses of steroids, and she was financially, you know, kind of getting strapped. And she said, I don't think I can do this anymore. And I literally was like, please give me a chance, like give the medicine a chance. And I would a lot of times be up like with insomnia or whatnot, and I'd be emailing her at 2 a.m, you know, trying to like figure it out. I remember one weekend I was calling in medications for her because, you know, the dog ended up with, I think, some blood in the stool, and it was just a whole bunch of things. So Buttercup is truly like one that I fought for, you know, an amazing success story. So she touches people for sure. And her transformation was pretty amazing. I had a little girl, this is funny, you'll love it. A friend of mine's daughter, one of my best friends from college, her daughter said, basically was like, was that really Buttercup or was it a bait and switch? Like she was like, she wanted to make sure it was the same dog. She couldn't believe it.
It's that transformational, it really is. So to the listeners, if you haven't catched that episode, you need to, because it really does show you the power of veterinary medicine and, you know, what you could do. So it's a great case. So yeah, thank you for sharing that with all of us too. And so what has life been like for you now? So you have, the show is out, it's doing its wonderful thing. I know we were talking off camera about the children too, the inspiration. So tell us a little bit of what life has been like for you.
Just the amazing support and feedback that I've gotten from so many fans has been wonderful. I mean, we received cards and flowers and children that have come by the clinic. I had one little girl that came by who her mom made her a matching Dr. Joya jacket. So it had like the embroidered like flower cuffs. And I mean, these kids are just, I'm a mother and I love my kids, and seeing other people's kids look up to me was, I guess I just didn't anticipate it. I wasn't really expecting that. And it's been the best part. So now I'm starting to schedule, you know, weeks in advance, you know, kids coming by to visit and let them do a few little things in the clinic. And you don't realize like how much that means to a child. You know, maybe they won't go into veterinary medicine, but maybe they'll just see, you know, this really cool experience that they had that made a difference in them, you know, figuring out what they wanted to do one day. So I'm hopeful for that. And I love it.
And the importance of representation, of how much it means. Representation matters in this profession more so than ever. I'm sure you completely understand. I think it's so powerful with what you're doing. The impact is huge.
Yes. I've had a lot of, you know, moms saying, my daughter looks like you, my son looks like you. They're so excited to see someone that looks like them on Disney Plus, you know, a veterinarian. Yeah. Like they're super stoked about that. And I love that. I had a little girl do a project on me for Black History Month, and she came in last week actually, and she was just the cutest thing. And she sat down and had her paper and opened it up and asked me my questions, and she was just so attentive. And I just love that. I think that's the best.
I love it, and too. And this is I'm smiling from ear to ear because this is something that's so important to me as well, but also to our profession. And this is how we move the needle. And you're doing it, Joy. You really are. You're making such huge mountains. So I got to ask you, what's the next chapter for you? What do we have in store?
Praying for season two. I mean, we're praying for season two. I'm doing everything that I can in my power, which is not much probably, you know, to get us to season two. It's all about viewership and ratings and people saying they love Pop Goes the Vet with Dr. Joya and, you know, want to see more of me and the staff. So hopefully we get there.
Yeah, I think you will. I really do. I mean, the show is fantastic. You're fantastic. Your team is great. It's such a great storytelling. So to the listeners, it just makes you that much prouder. If you're a veterinary professional, it makes you proud to be in it. It really does. So. Yeah. You know, thank you for representing the profession in such a great light. And the kids are just loving it. I know my nephew tunes in and loves it.
Aww, we're going to have, we should do a FaceTime with him. He'd probably love that.
I know. Wait till I tell him that I spoke with you. He's going to be like, oh my God.
Show me the proof, uncle.
right. Yeah. He's like, okay, you're not that cool. And tell our listeners where we can find information about the show as well as about you. Where can we find you on Instagram?
So you can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joya_thepetskinvet. I also have a Facebook page that's Dr. Joya Griffin DVM. And we have a website. I have all kinds of places you can find me. My website is www.drjoyadvm. So you can follow us that way. And then we also have a website for our clinic, www.animaldermatology.com.
the wonderful show again is on Nat Geo Wild television series and also on Disney Plus called Pop Goes the Vet with Dr. Joya. And it's easy to find. You can't miss it. I love it. And we love it. But you can't leave without playing a quick game for me, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
So we're going to play these 3,000 would you rather questions. Okay. So, all right. And I'm just going to randomly find some questions. Okay. Okay. So this is a cut. Would you rather get a paper cut in between the webbing of your finger or on your eyelid?
Oh, those are both horrible. I'm going to pick fingers because I don't want my lashes messed up. I'm like, how did that work?
Right.
They're both horrible,
that's
though.
Tough. That's the tough.
I feel like my fingers are split now just because of washing your hands so much in the winter. Like I probably already have finger cuts, cuts between my fingernails. Finger
yeah, you could be more productive with like having that versus like a paper cut in the eye. Forget it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Would you rather live life with no regrets or no what ifs? Oh, it's a good one.
I would rather live life with no what ifs. We all have regrets, right? And sometimes that's okay. Right. You know, we did the best we could at the time we made that decision. But the what ifs is sort of like, if you didn't take the chance, right? So I'd rather have taken the chance and failed than not have taken the chance.
I agree. And I feel like life is all about that, you know, because you don't get a second chance at this single life. So, you know, you know, the what ifs, the shoulda, woulda, couldas. So you just like, to your point with this show, what if, and look, you're doing it. So it's so true. What if? Would you rather eat olives or pickles only for the rest of your life?
Pickles for sure. Olives are kind of disgusting unless you're eating them in Greece, and then they're good.
Yeah, that's true. And lastly, what is, so I open up the exam room door, okay? And I'm the DJ, and I need to know, what is Dr. Joya's walkout song?
Oh God, I'm the worst with that. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Is that Drake? Yeah, started like from that? The bottom, okay. Now we're here, yep.
Yeah.
Mine is DMX, up in here,
That's a good one too. That's a good, rest in peace, DMX. We love you.
I love it. Dr. Joya Griffin, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and congratulations with all your successes.
Thank you, it was really fun, I love it.
My pleasure, thanks for being on. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, available where you can listen to all your available podcasting for your needs. Please stay safe out there, continue to take care of your fur babies, and stay possum. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
'Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.